This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue to study the book of Malachi, let's summarize what we have found. I suggested we use the 4S study approach: spread, sort, structure, and summarize. I suggested as the title for the outline of the book, How to Experience God's Love, Blessing, and Freedom. Under this title, I developed 4 main points: things to appreciate, things to avoid, things to appropriate, and things to anticipate. There could be 2 ways to use this outline. You could place information from the whole book under each main point, or you could develop the main points for each chapter. I've chosen to use the latter approach. Let's start with chapter 1. The most important thing to appreciate in the whole book is introduced in verse 2. I have loved you, declared God. Since the Israelites were living compromised lives, they likely were not sensing God's love for them. Malachi anticipates their question, how has God loved us? Then he gives God's answer, was not Esau Jacob's brother? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. Esau foolishly sold his birthright to Jacob, and his offspring followed this rebellious example. Later, they opposed the Israelites and occupied their land when Israel was decimated by the Babylonians and taken into exile. They were always a thorn in Israel's side. But Jacob's history is also sadly colored. God sovereignly chose Jacob as the object of his love over his brother, in spite of his many failures and theirs. Israel should appreciate that. As believers, God loves us. We too should appreciate this.